Richard. Richard is at Christ Church in Bromley, and he is someone who speaks for CAP. So he comes around to various churches and speaks and shares some of the work that CAP's doing. So shall we give him a round of applause?
Thank you very much indeed for that that warm welcome. Always good to get the applause out at the beginning in case there isn't any at the end. As Dave said, I'm actually a financial advisor in my day job. And over the years when I was dealing with people, I used to go and see them and they would have quite a bit of money and they were looking to me to help them to invest that money to make more money. And I became very aware that actually those people were probably okay. It didn't matter whether I helped, they were going to be okay whether I helped them or not. But there were an awful lot of people out there who didn't have very much. And obviously, you know, it's my job and so I do charge people, you know, to, when I go and see them. But I felt there were a lot of people that couldn't afford my services that needed them far more than the people that I was actually seeing, because I could make a difference in their lives, but they just couldn't afford it. So years and years ago, I got involved with Stewardship, who were ran budget coaching, and they were helping people to learn how to budget, just do some basic budgeting to make ends meet. And then that work stopped, and then I thought, well, what else? Who does a similar sort of work that I could get involved in with my knowledge of numbers, finance, etc. And CAP, Christians Against Poverty, was the obvious place to then get involved. You've already heard a little bit about how much time and energy and effort people put into running things like the job clubs, being befrienders, doing the life skills courses. There's an awful lot of work that goes in. Because I'm still working, I haven't quite got the time to get involved in the day-to-day nitty-gritty. Because I'm not too bothered about standing up in front of people and talking, that seemed to be the obvious way for me to use my time to go round and just to spread the word about what CAP is doing. It's obviously clear from what we've heard already this morning that you know quite a lot. There's quite a lot of involvement with CAP. And the various aspects. So at the risk of teaching grandma to suck eggs, it's a similar talk to the one I normally give when I go to churches that have no knowledge. But obviously it's always good, for those of you who do know a bit, it's probably good to have a refresher. And obviously there will be some people who don't know a great deal about what goes on. The theme of the talk really is lament. Lament is not something that we talk about very often, but perhaps we should, I would venture. In 1939, at the beginning of World War II, the Ministry of Information designed a poster that's become really famous and is still as popular now as it was then. It was a very basic red and white poster with a picture of a crown at the top, and underneath were five simple words: keep calm and carry on. Now, I'm sure you've probably seen T-shirts, mugs, etc., with keep calm and ... that phrase has been used many times. But the poster and slogan are very timeless. But what it did was it epitomised the British stiff upper lip. That was the idea, that it doesn't matter what goes on, just keep going. And obviously at that time there was the impending threat of war, and that was obviously what they were looking to address. We're encouraged to press on, soldier through adversity, not let our emotions interfere. Now don't get me wrong, perseverance and resilience are important life qualities within the Christian life as well. But if this is the only acceptable way to respond to difficulties, then what do we do when things get really bad and we just can't carry on? How do we respond when our hearts are really hurting? How do we act in times of pain, when we've got feelings of injustice in the world around us? What if there's a different way to respond when our hearts are aching? Today we're going to have a look at God's way, which is to lament. Lament is unfamiliar to many of us today, but it's an important response to the pains and injustice that we feel in life. It's the heartfelt and passionate cry of a hurting soul. Lament is certainly not something that happens a great deal out there in the world, but it's probably unfamiliar to a lot of us in the church. We regularly encourage each other with verses like, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. But we rarely exhort each other with the words of Micah, "Lament with a doleful lamentation, saying, we are utterly ruined." That's Micah 2, verse 4, if you're interested to use that in the future. It's not uncommon to have a praise and thanksgiving service. But when was the last time you saw a sorrow and grief service? The indirect message seems to be embrace joy and avoid sorrow. But does this type of thinking mean missing out on something that's actually vital to the Christian faith? What if we're supposed to embrace sorrow, excuse me, as well as joy? The Bible gives us many examples of lament, and it gives us permission to lament. People were allowed to be moved. Famously, Jesus wept. The psalmists cried out to God, and the prophets lamented. And one of those prophets, Jeremiah, was in fact known as the weeping prophet. He was a prophet who spent most of his life calling on God's people, the nation of Israel, to repent and to live the life they were called to live in relationship with God. Now, they didn't listen and were eventually captured by the Babylonians. And Jeremiah saw his people with their freedom taken away, living outside of a relationship with God. And it broke his heart. He was moved to write the whole book of Lamentations about what he saw and how he felt. And here's a flavour of the book. "My eyes fail from weeping. I am in torment within. My heart is poured out on the ground because my people are destroyed." Jeremiah didn't bottle up his feelings. He didn't maintain a stiff upper lip at the situation around him. Instead, he cried out to God. Lament is not complicated. Lamenting is simply putting words to how we're feeling, to state the circumstances around us, and to honestly bring our pain before God. And I believe that UK poverty is a reason for us to lament. There are many things in life that move us, things that bring about feelings of despair and cause our hearts to ache. War, bereavement, disaster, injustice. We see them all around us. But here are some stats on poverty. And these stats are actually probably a year out of date, at least. So the figures are probably worse now. This year we're experiencing the highest rates of inflation for decades. Things are getting more difficult for people who are living in poverty. The Food Foundation reported that 7 million adults miss meals, and that was back in April 2022. The number will be considerably higher, I would suggest, now. The energy cap rise means fuel bills are becoming unaffordable for many. And according to the Joseph Rowntree Foundation, at the end of 2021, 3.8 million people had fallen behind in paying their energy bills. Right now, across the UK, and right here in your community, there are people living in the middle of very real poverty. You've got neighbours with empty cupboards, empty fridges, empty stomachs. A father unable to heat his cold and damp home. A mother for whom basic sanitary products are out of reach. It's difficult to hear these stats and stories, and even more difficult to realise that actually these numbers are a series of individuals. When you talk about 7 million people, you get lost, but it could be your neighbour, someone across the street. And all of these individuals are made up of life, have been made and are loved by God. That's a reason to lament how many of God's creation are hurting at this time. At CAP, we want to stand alongside the church, and it's great that there's so many things that are going on at this church to help. But we want to stand alongside the local churches to lament with those living in poverty and who are facing the ever worsening cost of living crisis. A bit later on, I'd like to invite you, if you want to join me and take time to lament and hold the pain of those in poverty before God. But the purpose of lamenting is not to just wallow in self-pity or even pity for others. It shouldn't leave us in a place of darkness, because it's in the midst of lament that we find hope. Listen to Jeremiah's words in the middle of his lament. Right at the heart of Lamentations in chapter 3, he says, "I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." In the middle of Jeremiah's lament for his country, he was confronted with the compassion, love, and hope of God. What a wonderful example of lament leading to new hope. At CAP, we're passionate about bringing this hope to those who have been left locked in the chains of debt and drastically isolated, those driven to believe that there is no way out. This passion is reflected in our vision, a vision to see transformed lives, thriving churches, and an end to UK poverty. Firstly, we want to see transformed lives. This means seeing people across the UK released from poverty, living with faith in Jesus, and living with hope for the future. Shortly, we'll be seeing a video, hearing firsthand from a gentleman called Simon. He's one of the thousands whose lives have been transformed through the work of Christians Against Poverty. But rather than listen to me droning, I thought it'd be quite nice to hear a story of somebody who is local to here and how CAP helped him. A member of the church here, Dean, has been helped, and Dave's just going to come up and just tell his story.
I'm going to do this very briefly. Dean was due to be here, but unfortunately he's in a lot of pain and he can't take any painkillers. So we will provide an opportunity for Dean to share his story another time. But I'd like to just connect the dots, really, I suppose, for us as a church. So it's quite interesting that two different couples who have been significant in Dean's life are both here in this room. And I won't embarrass anyone, but Dean... struggled with alcohol abuse for many years, and he started to find his way out of that, and he came involved with our church, and then got interested in CAP, and we sent him. CAP used to do a thing called discovery breaks, which were like free holidays. I don't think they do them anymore, but Dean got to go away to Ashburnham for I think it was 3 days, and in that time he discovered something. He discovered that there were people who understood his journey. He encountered God. He encountered that message of forgiveness. And he'd kind of been loosely connected to us as a church. But then after he came back, he started to come on Sundays. And I can remember there was a Sunday morning where he put his hand up and said, I want to follow Jesus. And it's changed his life even more. His life had already changed. He'd already begun this journey of change and transformation, but his life changed again, and we've seen his life change in amazing ways and relationships restored. And that's what the work of CAP is about. It's about meeting people where they are and bringing hope and bringing restoration. And Dean is just one of the people who we've seen that happen within this community. I'm gutted that he's not able to share his story because he'd have done a much better job than I have. But hopefully that just gives you a little sample of what the work of CAP is about. So I'll hand back to you.
Thanks. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. When I think about the work of CAP, I always reminded of the story where there's somebody's walking along a beach and a load of starfish have been washed up on the beach. And there's a little boy picking up starfish and throwing them into the sea because they're drying out in the sun and basically dying. And he goes up to the boy and says, "Why are you doing this? There are thousands of starfish. You're not going to be able to save them all." And he said, "No." And he picked one up and he said, "It will make a big difference to this one," as he threw it into the sea. There is a massive problem. We all know about it. You know, we may know people, we may not. But it's about individuals, people like Dean. His life has been massively turned around. And there are other people that we can help one by one. And that's what CAP aims to help church, resource churches and resource people to be able to change other people's lives one by one. Thanks for sharing. And do please, next time you see Dean, do you know, ask him about things. We also want to see thriving churches. We want to see churches that are the beating heart of their communities, actively serving them and actively sharing the hope of Jesus. We partner with churches across the country to run debt centres. We've already heard about the one that is in Bromley. To make it clear, CAP do not pay anyone's debt. CAP provide a team of experts and accredited debt advisors who contact creditors on behalf of individuals, and they provide ongoing budget advice over the phone. And this happens when people come to the centres and are befriended by people in the church, and they share what's going on. That's possibly, for a lot of people, is the biggest hurdle, is actually admitting that there is a problem. They've been perhaps too embarrassed. They've been receiving red letters. They don't even open the post anymore. But to know that there's somebody that can help them. And we heard about the figure of 850,000 of debt that's been written off in the Bromley Borough. And that's sort of mirrored across the whole country where CAP works. So most of the meetings tend to take place in clients' homes where they feel most comfortable, and it's usually at a moment of crisis. And then CAP, along with a local church befriender, get alongside the client and journey with them and help them to start on that road to be clear of debt. We also want to see an end to UK poverty. Each client that we work with provides hope that UK poverty can end, and one life and one home at a time. But there's so much more that does need to be done, particularly, as we've already mentioned, about the cost of living crisis being faced by people in the UK. At a UK-wide level, CAP advocates for those in poverty. We inform and we influence decision makers in government and in the finance industry, and we work with local and national media every day to amplify the voices of our clients. We also want to help the UK church to speak up for a just and compassionate society at this time. We're going to hear now from Simon. Simon has kindly shared his story with us, and his story powerfully demonstrates this vision in action and his journey from a place of hopelessness and lament to a place of hope.
My now deceased wife used to look after the finances. She was the one that was good with the money, where I wasn't, and I'd built up quite a lot of debt. So I was living in fear of eviction. I'd been served with an eviction notice from my landlords. I didn't see a way forward. I didn't see a way out of it. So I decided, I just tried to end it all. It was actually my landlords who'd mentioned Christians Against Poverty. They fast-tracked me, and my debt coach, Jim, arrived in my doorstep. Nobody had crossed the threshold. I'd been living there, I think I'd been there nearly 2 years. So the biggest difference that Christians Against Poverty's process made for me was that it was house visits. By the July of 2016, I got that wonderful telephone call from headquarters at CAP where they said, "Mr. Moss, you are now debt-free," and played the harmonicas, and that's one of the greatest sounds I've ever heard. I then went on a CAP event where I came to faith. This lady put her hands on my shoulder and prayed for me. Just felt an overwhelming sense of calm and peace and love and warmth that I've never experienced before. And I just knew that what it was, and committed my life to Jesus there and then. On a Sunday, I can't wait to get up for service. I just love the church family that I've got, and I praise God and thank God for that day that I now know he watched over me when I tried to end it all, and he said, "No, mate, you're not going yet. You've got lots to do." It's turned my life around 180 degrees, completely structureless to, you know, having a real purpose in life now. Life can still be tough, but I know that I've always got my church family around me to support me, and I know that I've always got Jesus as my best friend, and as it says, my superhero.
Across the UK, millions like Simon are locked in the chains of debt, left drastically isolated, and driven to believe that there is no way out. We, God's church, cannot allow debt to continue to steal people's hope. We must take action together to stop its ruthless impact. Will you play your part by giving £5 a month? Together, we can end UK poverty. Please join us and become a life changer today.
There's two things I'd really like to do, I suppose, as we come to the end. Yes, CAP does need support, financial support. There are probably people here that already financially support them. If you feel that you'd like to become a life changer, then please do come and see me afterwards, and I'd be delighted. You can then fill out a form to give. But equally, as has already been mentioned here, prayer is an incredibly important part of what we do at CAP. So if you would like to receive information about how you can pray most effectively for the work that CAP does, then again, if you could come and let me know, and then we can make sure that you get on the prayer list and receive regular updates for things to pray for. It may be that as you've listened and heard everything that's gone on this morning, it resonates personally with you and you think, actually, I could do with some help. If that's how you feel, then you're within a loving family, both here in this building and across the nation with CAP. Or if you know somebody that you feel might be in that situation, then please do tell them about the work of CAP. Tell them that there is hope. They don't have to be stuck in the situation that they're in. As I finish, what I'd like to do is just pray a particular prayer just to bring people who may be in need of CAP's help and bring them before the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together in your name as we bring the power of collective prayer before you to lament for those suffering the rising cost of living. We ask for strength through the testing times ahead, and that we may keep our eyes open to those who are struggling in our communities, moving our hearts into action to do your will. We ask that those who follow Jesus will bring about your kingdom through acts of love and compassion, and that the church will be bold and empowered to bring the endless love of Jesus to those in need. We particularly pray for that those tormented by doubt and worry may be guided by your light to courageously step forward and find the solutions to their problems and begin their journey from lament to hope. In Jesus' name, amen.